Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Audaciously Wild podcast. This episode was placed on my heart by God, and it is all about navigating through industry rejection as a Christian woman entrepreneur. Now, before we dive into this episode, I will first like to extend a warm welcome to everyone. If you are new to the Audaciously Wild, hey girl, hey, this show was designed specifically for the Audaciously Wild brand to help showcase the heart, the mission, the atmosphere of what it will be like to join us at the Audaciously Wild Conference, in addition to our programmings, our courses, and our training. Our goal is to see and to inspire more Christian women entrepreneurs to earn over $100,000, to become six-figure entrepreneurs, multi-six-figure entrepreneurs, seven, eight, nine, and beyond, as much as God want to take them to step into this, and also to restore their voice, their visibility, and their identity in God. Now, if you are a returning listener, hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Audaciously Wild gang. I'm super excited to have you back here for another episode. Listen, you guys, if you're not a part of the tribe, you see how that welcome was just like a little bit more like, Andra gets it. She gets it. This is a family, okay? So as I mentioned, this episode was placed on my heart by God because it is kind of a taboo topic, and that is about industry rejection. I remember telling the Lord a while back that I didn't believe that I was the people's choice, mainly because I experienced a continual stream of rejection. And I felt that maybe I didn't fit this mode of what a Christian entrepreneur, you know, looks like within the online space, that there is this culture perhaps that a lot of people want for you to look, and they don't say it publicly, but sometimes if you don't have that look, that you go through this rejection, or at least that is what I told myself in the narrative that I told myself. And so within every industry that there is these women or these males that are, or even groups that dominates the industry, that oftentimes people flock to that. And I'm not opposed to it, right? Because that is our goal, is that we want for people to see you as the industry expert. But I want to come in at a different angle, is that talking about rejection, and if you are in your head, or if you said to yourself, or maybe you journal, or maybe you had this conversation with other people, that maybe I didn't hear God, maybe I misheard, right? For years, I struggled and I wrestled with the idea of, God, how can I be called to a space, but yet experience so much rejection in the space that you called me in? Have you ever said that? Have you ever felt that same way, that you go out, you step out to fulfill the calling of God upon your life, and to only experience rejection in the very place that God told you to build? You might be in your prayer closet like how I was rocking back and forth, tears coming out of my eyes, snot running down my nose. And I was just in this space of like thinking, maybe I don't have what it take, right? Maybe I misheard God. And this is where we let insecurity and imposter syndrome come into our mind and start to allow for us to think that we are a fraud, and it causes us now to go into hiding. And so I don't know if you are resonating with me, but when I was coming up with this podcast, is that the Lord really was like imprinting, like this idea popped into my mind at, I want to say, about 10 o'clock at night. And I was up at 12 a.m. just writing, and I just really could feel the heart and the mind of God. And to allow for you guys to know, if you are that person that is going through industry rejection, is that, God, I heard you, God, I obeyed, I surrendered, but yet I feel as if the people, the industry, opportunities, that they are overlooking me. Now, I know some may say that was for you, that you would not miss, but sometimes when it seems as if the enemy is coming against that plan, it can miss you, but it can delay what God is doing within your life, okay? So if you're resonating with that right now, is that I want for you to please know that God remembers you, that he cares for you so tenderly. I also want for you to know that within this moment, you might be even wrestling. Like if we take it a little deeper, you might be even wrestling and saying that, God, I don't know if I want to stay or I don't know if I want to leave. And even, right, let's take it a little bit deeper. You may be even also saying that I'm angry with you, God. Like I went out, I started the brand, I started the ministry only to face market rejection. I've experienced this, and I know that sometimes you may feel that these people that you see online, if they don't experience this because they're not being like super vocal within the rejection that they are experiencing. But I want you to know that this is a very common thing to go through this and to experience this. And so within this episode, I want to provide some insight on how to break the spirit of rejection from your business to confidently secure the clients and the opportunities that you know because you have a deeper knowing, you feel called to this, that you know that God has either called you to pursue or God has said that will be yours within the marketplace. And so the first thing is deliverance in closing the legal grounds. In the book of Mark 5:9, a demon identified itself as a legion, indicating that there were many over him. And so this is interpreted as having a stronghold. And then within that stronghold, there are other minions that are now operating, such as torment, anxiety, negative thinking. And this stronghold represents a principality that is affecting your life and your destiny. Oftentimes within the spaces that we solely focus on disarming the minions, but in reality, we also need to address the principality, the commander that is over the legions, because if we disarm the commander, then the minions have no commander in chief. And so they just don't know what to do, right? And so therefore within our business is that we must confront the spirit of rejection that comes in the form of the legion abandonment. Okay. And so alongside abandonment is a spirit that operates with fear, lust, insecurity, being timid, and anxiety. And so your task is to identify the areas within your life that you have felt abandoned. Now, is it okay within this episode that we have it to be more of a podcast workshop? Is that even a thing? If it's not a thing, let's dub it. Let's dub that as a thing, where we are doing a podcast workshop, where maybe you have said to yourself that, God, I stepped out to build a business, but yet I feel alone, right? And so once you have like really entertained abandonment, you start to welcome in the other spirits. Now, again, I want for you to, if we're doing a podcast workshop style, I want for you to take a moment and to recall when you felt as if God had abandoned you. And the thing is that I want for you to repent for contradicting his character and his word. Now, you may be saying, Andra, I don't even know exactly what I did. Now, I'll drop some scriptures in the show notes. And one of the things that comes up in the book of Numbers, and it's says that God is not man, right? And so what we do oftentimes is that we place all of these earthly titles and figurines and attributes upon God, when God clearly states within his word is that he's not man, and he's not a man that shall lie. And that also within the book of Isaiah, it said that none of his words shall return void, right? And so if you're in this space and you're like, God lied to me, I'm angry with God, it's like, well, we don't truly know the character and the identity of God, right? And so I'm going to drop some Bible scriptures in the show notes. And also you can check us out on Instagram to also have those Bible verses as well. Okay, so the next one is that I want for you to renounce the spirit of abandonment and any other spirits that you have allowed within your life, your business, your destiny, and your ministry. We have to close those legal grounds by asking the Lord to place a hedge of protection around it. You have to go and to request God's divine healing, that he surrounds those areas that were once open, and also the others outside areas that were also open, right? Because the thing is that if we think about what I just said about having legion, a principality, and a strong code, plus also having minions, is that these things have now multiplied, right? Multiplied and multiplied. And we truly don't know how far this spirit of abandonment has traveled to within our life. And so depending upon how long you've been in this season where you feel that the Lord has abandoned you, right? And so I believe that is the sentiments of a 1 year, 1 to 5 year, 1 to 3 year entrepreneur may be different from someone who has been in the game for 5 to 10 years, maybe 20 years, and they feel stagnant, right? Your tears are different. You cry different, right? The tears that I often think of a woman that feels abandoned is that it's oftentimes the cry of grief. If we were to think about Hannah, is that when Hannah cried, the Bible says that she cried in anguish. And so that anguish is the first sign of grief. And so what she did is that she was crying and she was weeping because she had now started to accept and to normalize that the thing that she was praying for, that it may not come to pass. And so the cry of a 5 to 10 year entrepreneur may be totally different from the cry of a 1 to 3 year entrepreneur, because the cry is oftentimes the cry of a child that is abandoned, right? So when you were to think about a baby coming out the womb, they cry. And if you reject that, the baby, is that their cries become different. Have you ever heard the cry of a baby that is tended to versus a cry of a baby that felt abandoned? It's this piercing cry. And so that is how we cry to God, right? And it's almost a cry of where my soul is anguished. And I do not know, right, if God is with me or that God is hearing the prayers. And so I want for you to be mindful of your emotions. I want for you to see, God, am I crying now because I trust you? Or am I crying out as a child that is abandoned? Right? And I want for you to go through this process and to ask God to reveal those areas that God wants for you to heal in, right? This is not going to be a one-day process, but if it is, let it be so, oh God, where these women that is listening to this podcast, where they get to experience full restoration and healing, where they get to close those legal grounds, okay? So that's what I want for you to do. The next one is that I want for you, if we can go and make this a little bit more strategic, is that I want for you to go deep and not wide. Become the number one niche industry specialist. Most brands tend to go really wide in scope. So for instance, if you are a copywriter for service entrepreneurs, which there are countless hundreds, millions of people that do this, I want for you to think, how can you deepen your services? Serving a niche that truly no one else can do the same exact thing that you do, right? Most times is that we'll say, the furthest we'll go within this is that we'll just say, oh, we are Christian entrepreneur, but then that's still too broad, right? So I want for you to narrow your focus. Consider specializing in perhaps email marketing for launches or conversion content primarily, right? So I want for you to identify a specific area within your expertise that maybe clients, they have always reached out to you to book within this, right? The last, we can even say like 3 to 10 clients, they all came to you because of what particular thing, what service started to get you booked out, right? This is going to help to reveal what people view you as the solution towards within the industry. If you are a coach or a service provider, you can examine your applications and to identify the pinpoints that people said that they need help with, right? So it could be like list the one area, or, you know, do a multiple choice and choose the one area that you would like to focus on. And this is going to give you some sort of identity of what people view you as within your online space, right? So by refining this, you may go from a copywriter for Christian entrepreneurs to now a copywriter for launches, right? Redefining from being a generalist Christian copywriter for service providers to now being a copywriter for launches. If you want to do where they are program launches, where they are event launches, like whatever type of launch your business is going to have within the online space or even in person, right? You can do this because if you're doing it in person, you can use some of this for like more traditional style marketing and trying to get a little bit more PR. And so as you navigate through this season, is that I want for you to not take it personal, because within every industry, there is saturation, right? The thing is that within the online space is that there's also product life cycles, which rise and fall overnight. So you may see that some businesses that they have this really high peak for a few years, and then all of a sudden things take a quick shift. And so then they their business and the demand that was once there for their business is no longer there. However, the thing that separates the Audaciously Wild Woman is that she is known as a specialist, meaning that when you specialize in something, that it is timeless, that you do not have to go and compete with the ups and downs and the cycles of the online space, because what it is that you are doing is timeless, and that there are people who want specialists over people that are a generalist, okay? Number three is that I want for you to show more transformation. And businesses, one of the things that I find for me that really helped me was that I started to show more and to showcase more client results, testimonials, personal stories, and things that could help other people to view me as the expert that I know that I am. Not trying to be egotistical, okay? But I know these things to be true because God called me and God qualified me. But I hear it all the time. I don't have enough transformations. I don't have this. I don't have that. And that's okay, right? Because here's the thing is that you will always be your first customer. If you are teaching something that is so life-changing, what I want for you to ask yourself, again, this is a podcast workshop, is that why are you not sharing? If what you are speaking on, what you are teaching on changed your life, how could you hold back? Why would you hold back, right? If you compliment me on my outfit, I'm going to say, girl, I got this from Zara. I got this from Fashion Nova. I got this from Aritzia. And they didn't even ask me where I got it from. But yet, I want to give her all of the details. I want to share with her. When we think about what it is that God is doing within us, why are you not that same way? Because you'll be that same way if someone was to ask you something that it has nothing to do with the kingdom, but yet when it comes to advancing the kingdom and sharing what God has done through you, we grow quiet, right? And God has to pull it out of you. God has to remind you and send prophets and send people to tell you to share your story and to share what it is that God is going through, God is doing through you. I saw a post a while back. This lady, she said that we're oftentimes so loud in our wilderness season, but quiet in the promised land. And I feel that sometimes we struggle because we're like, I don't know if I'm being too boastful. I don't know if I'm being too egotistical. And I believe that the Lord, if you are genuinely in alignment with God, that God will tell you if you are being too boastful, if you are being too proud, right? If you are operating with a state of ego. But what I'm sharing is that if God did all of these amazing things and you know that God has called you to the online space, why do we as your consumer, why can we not see it, right? Now, there may be a little bit of shame around it, believing that maybe what you have is not enough, because sometimes we think that what I have is not enough, right? And that I need to be at this certain level before someone else starts to view me as a leader. But I always like to tell myself is that my ideal person is that she is not the day one version of myself, right? Because if so, then I would have to do so much to get her to invest inside of what it was that I was doing, because she was not invested. Okay. She was not invested. And if she was, it was for about $13. Like that's all that I had the budget for. But I want for you to know that your ideal person is that she is right on the heels of who you are today. So how much of what you're teaching changed your life? How much of what you're doing has impacted the kingdom? How much of what you're doing has changed the dynamic of other people's life? Let's see it more. Let's share it more. Because some of the time, the reason why we feel that we are rejected is not that people are rejecting you. It's because you haven't allowed for them to see what it is that God is doing through you. So how can you share that more? My goal isn't to completely transform your life and your business through this one podcast episode, but if you want, let's do it, right? You guys know that I'm always here to do it, but rather, I want for this to be more of like a valuable insight that you can apply as a gentle reminder that, hey, either I need to step into deliverance, or I need to become a specialist, or I need to share my results more, because that is going to be the thing that is going to allow for me to break the cycle of rejection from my business. Okay. And so the Audaciously Wild Conference and Training is now live for registration. I'm so excited. It takes place on June 26th through June 27th in Los Angeles, California, and our tickets are now on sale. So go ahead and check the show notes to join us live in person for our two-day conference and training, where I'll teach Christian women entrepreneurs how to boldly earn $100,000 in the marketplace and to confidently embrace their audacious identity with power and authority. I cannot wait to see you guys there. Go ahead and register now. So make sure you guys go and share this episode also if it changed your life, or even if it just offered you some insight. I cannot wait to speak to you within the next episode.